America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Morning, Hampton Roads. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Colleen. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Nice to see you, Steve.
It's good seeing you, too. You're always chipper and beautiful, even in the afternoons, even with sweatshirts on.
Oh, well, I thought I'd be casual today. So that's for people who didn't see radio, hey, it is what it is. Right?
That's right. Well, today, folks, it's great having you here. This is Steve Taylor. This is the Faith and Freedom Network. This is October 14, 2021, in the day of our Lord. And today we're going to be talking about a lot of things. I'll give kind of a thumbnail sketch in a second. Before we do that, I just want to let you know that we at the Alliance Legal Group really care about you, that I'm the CEO and director of not only the law office of Steve Taylor, the Alliance Legal Group, that law office business that has four offices in Hampton Roads. We've been helping people for about 30 years in all kinds of different sort of legal circumstances. We have a number of attorneys and right now four locations, one in Hampton Roads, one in Portsmouth across from Maryview, one in Newport, or I'm still thinking about some of the offices we had, 10 years ago. One office in Norfolk and Virginia Beach, kind of straddling the line there on Newtown Road. We have our Chesapeake office over here in Great Bridge. We have one office over there in Suffolk to serve you. So we're doing most of our appointments now by Zoom or by phone, but you can come in the office at any point in time and we can help you. A lot of people just prefer to do the phone consults because it lets them stay at home, just like Colleen is in a sweatshirt, and be able to do that without having to leave the comfort of your own home.
And you beat the traffic, too. I mean, traffic's been crazy lately. So.
Oh, and a gas at $3.19 a gallon.
That, too. That is another incentive
as well.
Isn't
that incredible?
That is true.
It's amazing how 1 year can change things. Last October 14th, we were expecting President Trump to win, and the biggest economic revival that we were ever to see after a pandemic that shut us down was on the verge of happening. And then Sleepy Joe took over, and more than just Sleepy Joe, the globalists put him in and have completely, I mean, if you're thinking that was a good, if you voted for Joe Biden, I think you know what the answer is. It's been a bad road for the last 9 months for sure. And so it's getting worse, and we're just at the beginning. There's this thing called a dark winter getting ready to happen. And if you're watching the news, it's out there. But again, that if you want to come in and talk to us or stay at home and talk to us, we would love to help you with any kind of your legal needs, especially if you have financial issues. You can contact us at www.debtfreeva.com, and we can assist you in reviewing your options for bankruptcy or just debt forgiveness, whether it be for one debt or a whole bunch of debts. So we'd love to talk to you. If you want to talk to me directly about something that we're discussing here on Faith and Freedom Network, you're welcome to do that. We have a little chat box assistant. You just go to that website at www.debtfreeva. That's www.debtfreeva.com. And the chat box assistants will either get a hold of me directly or schedule an appointment with me or one of the attorneys to discuss whatever you want to talk about. If it's about this program, ask to talk to me directly. We're doing religious exemption, religious mandate exemptions and waivers. And we'd love to talk to you about that. And again, look forward to hearing from you and helping you if we can. And that's kind of the promo there, Colleen. I guess we're ready to do the show now.
Well, glad that you can help people, because I know a lot of people are asking those questions regarding mandates and not knowing what's happening. And we still don't know. I mean, a lot of the industries and businesses and things like that are starting to put some of that into place. And we don't know if that will change with the election and those kind of things. So we have to just keep thinking forward. And, so I'm glad that you're able to answer questions and help people out in those situations if they are, thinking that they might need those waivers and those exemptions.
I think probably next week we'll start a few programs just dedicated to that to give some ideas of what's going on with those exemptions and those waivers and, what everybody's going through. There's a lot of demand for that right now. Today, though, we're going to be just talking, people say, why do you talk about the vaccines and the mandates and the pandemic so much? Well, because that's the tool the globalists are using to try to take down America. If you haven't figured that out, if you're still thinking that basically all those people that are saying those sort of things are conspiracy theorists, well, just keep saying that. But that people in Australia aren't saying that. They're not permitted to go more than, I think it's 6 miles away from their home. They got to check in. If they're contacted by the government on their phone, they have 5 minutes to respond. If they don't respond by the second or third warning, they'll send the police out to find out why they're not responding. And if they still don't respond, if they can't find them, if they are trying to keep a low profile, they have up to, I think it's a $50,000 fine and imprisonment for not responding. It's medical tyranny at its best, coming to a country near you. It's already come to Canada. There, Canada and Australia are the two folks you need to look at as far as Western nations all in on the globalist plan. Again, people say, are you serious? Do you really believe there's a globalist plan? Well, listen, if you haven't figured that out, that you're missing something, that you're no longer part of the woke society. You are now part of the head in the sand society, that you have not figured out basic information that basically is out there for your eyes to see. That very rapidly people are saying, I think those guys got something as far as globalist and a design to destroy this country. As gas prices go to $3.20 and then $5 a gallon, and they say there's going to be a 50% increase in the cost of heating fuel this year, people are starting to say, listen, this is not good. Even Democrats, people that voted for Joe Biden, there's right now a 38% approval rating for this fake president in the White House. This is not just bad governance. This is evil governance. And so today that we're going to be talking just a little bit about trying to, those people whose eyes are not open, to try to open their eyes. We're going to talk about prominent scientists across the world are saying, halt the vaccine. This is hurting people. There's no longer a debate. I saw Colleen the other day, I think it was on, TikTok? Was it Facebook? It couldn't have been Facebook because they would have took it off. But they showed like a 2-minute clip. I don't know if you've seen this. It's going viral about how the Fauci starts off saying, oh, the vaccine's so effective. It's absolutely effective. It's great. Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, all this stuff. And it says, and so you have this idiot. I call him an idiot because he's not an idiot. He's actually very bright. He knows exactly what he's doing. And he's saying this in his smugness about how, he's the guy that patented this stuff. He's the one that helped weaponize this virus. And he says then patent the vaccine and then get the money for it. And he said it's absolutely very efficacious. Uses these words that, like, he thinks he knows what he's talking about. And then it goes from 100% down to 99%, then the next, and then it's go rapid clip after clip. Within 2 minutes, goes from 100% down to 20%. That's the effectiveness of these things now. That's effectiveness as to, remember, it doesn't prevent anything. It doesn't even stop you from getting really sick. That's what their big claim was at, you know, after a while, after they realize that basically it doesn't stop spreading things, and it doesn't stop you from getting it. It doesn't stop you from spreading. You have a higher viral load. You know, it's absolutely a lie to think that only the unvaccinated are getting sick. The ones that are vaccinated are the ones that are getting sick. They're the ones that are spreading it. And so if you've got the vaccination, which they say that as of this week, 63% of Americans have been at least one shot. Well, trust me, we're going to be talking a little bit about the vaccine today. It is a bad thing. And that doesn't mean that you weren't duped, you weren't pressured into it. But stop it. Stop the damage to your body now. Stop promoting what is clearly, I mean, absolutely, within a short period of time, being recognized as a bad and harmful thing. You know, get on the right side of truth and common sense. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. We're going to talk about a lot of doctors, scientists saying stop the vaccinations. Then we're going to be talking about a lot of military folks saying we're not going to get vaccinated, whether we're going to have a viable military by the end of the winter. You know, we're a military town. People call me every day and say, I'm not taking that vaccine. I've seen what it does. You know, people have taken it and it causes heart myocardia. You know, it causes inflammation of the sac around the heart. You know, I have a friend that took it and they said, you know, I was healthy until I took that. Now they told me I had heart damage. You know, I'm not a scientist, and it might be anecdotal, but she's never had a problem. Family never had a problem, but all of a sudden they have these issues. And then finally, we're going to talk a little bit maybe about just some good news that you won't hear on anywhere else, because media doesn't want you to know it, because they're part of that globalist cartel. You know that how vitamin D could end COVID if they would only talk about it. You know, that people don't even know that the natural immunity, zinc, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, but even vitamin D. Vitamin D. Take vitamin D.
Go out in the sunshine.
Yeah, I mean, so let's start off, first of all, could you give folks the phone number that they need to call if they want to get online?
Sure. If you'd like to call in, you can call. It says 757-488-5299, 757-488-5299. That's to get in here on the station with us. And you can be anonymous or whatever if you'd like. But we'd just love to get your take on the topics and, you know, have a conversation. So we got a phone call right now. I'll have to see who it is.
So the first article is Halt COVID Vaccine. And remember, it's not a vaccine. It's an mRNA gene. They call it a therapy. I always equate therapy with being good for you, but it modifies your DNA, modifies your RNA. And so in a public comment to the CDC, a molecular biologist and toxicologist, Dr. Jan C. Lindsay, called to immediately halt the COVID vaccine production and distribution, citing fertility, blood clotting concerns, and immune escape. Dr. Lindsay explained to the committee that these quote-unquote vaccines are not safe. So who's on the phone today?
We have a caller who wants to be anonymous, but we have a caller on the line.
Anonymous, okay, that was very good. Hello, caller, how are you doing today? Caller, you're on the line.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
I'm doing well. What's on your mind, sir?
I just feel like what I'm seeing is more of this fake president, this fake undemocratic president, along with his Democratic Party and elected officials and governors that are running. Like, I'm in Virginia right now. They're misleading people. You know, they don't ever talk about how your immune system to really combat this virus. And absolutely, it's because they don't want to. They want to, you know, shelter people. I'm from Pennsylvania. I went from Pennsylvania to Maryland. I'm in the gig economy. And then I went over to South Carolina, and now I'm in Virginia. And I look at this McAuliffe person, and, you know, he's cheesy, and he's trying to mislead people. and you're trying to get elected so that you could be a rubber stamp for Biden. And that's what it is. They play politics with our lives. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, work as hard as I can, and I'm going to go back to South Carolina because this is, you know, I see what they're doing with our lives. They're playing politics with our lives. And I'd rather go back to a red state at this point.
Well, Colin, I agree with you 100%. You know, that South Carolina would be a good place to go, Tennessee, West Virginia. You know, the blue states are going to be hit hard. And, you know, I'm called right now to do what I can do for the folks in this state. And so I'm not leaving. But the truth is that if you have a chance to get out of this state, it's probably the best thing to do. That let me just tell you that I have nothing against Democrats, except for the fact that the Democratic Party has gone way left of in the middle. The Republican Party has gone way left of in the middle. At this point, the leadership in the Democratic Party is socialist communist. I mean, that's just, it's not hyperbolic. That's what's going on. And these guys have been conscripted by globalists. They're part of the stakeholder system to take down America. And if you haven't figured that out, folks, you're missing it. And you say, well, you know, I've been a Democrat all my life. Well, these aren't the Democrats of yesteryear. These aren't the John F. Kennedys and those sort of folks that that used to be the Democratic Party. These guys have long since gone. These folks are evil. They're conscripted to do harm. And this caller is exactly right. Was there anything else before I let you go, sir?
I'll say this for those who still haven't understood it yet. I'm a 32-year-old black man from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and I became a Trump supporter in 2018, and I hope he does run again. And I could sit up there and cite the reasons as to why I'm a Trump supporter today, but I'm not even going to need to, I don't need to go into it. People just need to do their research.
Well, you know, and I appreciate you saying that you're a black male that has voted for Trump. And it's not so much voting for Trump. It's that, you know, it's a question of being an American, somebody that's woken up and somebody that knows what's best for them. You know, that capitalism, the Constitution, you know, Christian heritage, all that stuff is really, really good stuff. You know, that stuff, this Christian... this Judeo-Christian sort of foundation we enjoyed as a country up until the last 20 years is something awesome that countries have flooded our nation for, still flood our nation for even today. You know, that what's interesting is, and I'm encouraged because that, you know, we're seeing a lot of folks that, you know, and I say black folks, white folks, yellow folks, you know, that it's, you know, we're one race and we're Americans. I don't usually say African Americans because we're Americans. I'm not a Eurocentric American. I'm not a French American. I'm not an English American. I'm an American, and we're people. And it's not about being black. It's about being free. It's about being born through God and collectively knowing what's in our best interest and our individual interest. More people, you know, that what's interesting is that black individuals are waking up. They're not taking the vaccines. They're losing their jobs. The Democrats think that they can just vaccinate black people because that they've somehow got an ownership right on them. If you want to talk about a slave mentality, look at the Democratic Party. A freedom thought isn't there. If you're an individual of color, that the Democratic Party thinks they own you, and that you don't have a mind to make a decision. This is not something that's positive. You know, that taking a vaccine that harms you is something people just realize that's not good. And when they force you, when there's so many other good, like this caller's talking about, ways to prevent it, just stay healthy. Just stay healthy. Just, you know, enjoy life. You know, that the whole herd immunity thing is what Sweden did, and they're through this thing by now. But like the caller said, they don't want that for us. They want us to be brought under control. They want us to be like Australia and be able to be summoned on a moment's notice or put in jail if we don't respond to that. So, caller, I appreciate that. God bless you for your stance, and I'm going to certainly I'm praying for you that you keep up the good work. Don't give up. Don't give in, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm a first time caller, and I'll keep on listening.
Well, I appreciate it too. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Take care. And so, you know, so this one article that we just spoke about, and you see we're already 10 minutes till, what it basically says is that there was three things this molecular biologist, toxicologist was saying. He's saying, one, that these vaccines, these gene therapies will cause infertility. If we're not careful, that we could have an entire generation of infertile people. And now with them trying to give it to the kids 5 years and older, that's what the plan is. I mean, if there's an infertility, you don't want to toxify and cause infertility in your entire breeding population. The other thing that Sint was saying is that COVID vaccines causes blood disorders. There's so much evidence that this is not even disputed, that they're causing coagulopathy, which is blood clotting system being impaired. And it's not isolated to one manufacturer. They're all doing it. Vaccine, the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, is flooded with reports of that nature. And finally, they talk about the immune escape syndrome, which means that the inoculation under the situation that we're doing it is causing these what they call leaky vaccines to create more lethal mutants that are both newly infecting younger age demographics and causing more COVID-related deaths across the population that would have incurred without intervention. That's why you have these mutant Delta variants, and you're going to have the Mu variant that's coming up now. It's because that there's this thing called an immune escape that happens when you try to do this. And so they know this. That's why they've got booster shots planned in ad infinitum. So I've got this article. We're not going to have time to really get into it. The headline says top 57 top scientists actually stop all COVID vaccines. And so the group of 57 leading scientists, and this is not, they republished this one because it's just out there that they don't want to get it out. But a group of 57 leading scientists, doctors, and policy had released a report calling to question the safety and efficacy of the current therapies and calls for the immediate cessation of them. And so they talk about, and these are 57 top science doctors with medical evidence saying, and again, we're not going to have time to go in, but they're forcing, they don't want you to hear about these things. This is dangerous stuff. This stuff will hurt you. You can go to, and do this, go to censored.news, censored.news. And you hear, there's a whole bunch of websites there that talk about the stuff that they don't want you to hear. The media, the mainstream media, is part of this conspiracy. We are at war, folks. We're losing our freedom on a daily basis. You know, Colleen, I saw this picture the other day, a cartoon, and it had all these, like, you know, Monopoly globalists sitting around. You know what they look like, you know, the globalists, the guys that have the big mustaches and the top hats. And they were all playing, like, Monopoly, the board game with the board. And the pedestal was a bunch of people's backs. They were all bending down like slaves. And all these rich fat cats, you know, with their hats and their cigars and their monocles, playing this game with all their money just flowing everywhere. They said, you know, if the people ever stand up, the game will be over. That's the message, folks. That we need to stand up. We need to stop believing a lie. Wake up. I mean, that God has given you the spirit of truth within you. Well, look around. If you're not saved, get saved. Ask Jesus to give you direction. If you voted for Democrat all these years, stop it. you are going to enable the destruction of this country. Those people that are dead in Afghanistan, I'm telling you, those that voted for Joe Biden have the responsibility of putting Joe Biden in office who did this. Don't do it anymore. The last thing we have, we only have 5 minutes to go. Again, we didn't even get to the scores of U.S. troops who aren't vaccinated getting ready to quit and whether or not we're going to have a viable military by the end of the winter. Hundreds of thousands of U.S. service members remain unvaccinated and the deadlines are coming up. And who can blame them? Don't think that this comes to a surprise for the ones that made the order. United States military preparedness is not in their best interest. Final, before we leave, we got 4 minutes, and this is the article. Vitamin D could end COVID if only the media would talk about it. It says one of the healthiest states right now, as far as the Wuhan CCP virus, is Florida, which just happens to be nice, sunny, and warm. In many northern states, we are coming into fall, are getting new cases. You know, we know that because every fall there's a flu epidemic. You know that every fall that's what happens. Sunny states, Arizona, Florida, they do a lot better in the flu season. It's just common sense. One of the big reasons they say is because that, in fact, that many of these northern states are much more fully vaccinated, which is a problem in itself, than Florida. But one big factor is the fact that the sunny states like Florida get a lot more vitamin D, this article talks about. It turns out that the Chinese virus does not like vitamin D, and that southern states that are saturated also include places like Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Texas, are seeing a decline in the illness, despite what you might hear on the mainstream media. On the other time, places like Vermont, the fully vaccinated states, the colder states, the getting less vitamin D exposure because of less sun, they're doing a lot worse. And so this thing finalizes with only 2 or 3 minutes to go. It says the government or media are either dumb or liars or perhaps both. And so it says that it gives you a case example of North Dakota. It says just like Vermont, even though it's not fully vaccinated, they're having problems. Which points to the vitamin D factor. And but it says, hilariously, the government and the mainstream media are going out of the way to obfuscate the truth about vitamin D. In fact, you know, there was something in that recent bill that they tried to sneak in there, try to make prescriptions and health food, health herbs, prescription only. I think it was Cruz caught it and took it out of there. And then the thing finally says, my routine. So this Daniel McNeil, the public information for the Arkansas, told the Epic Times in an email, she believes is likely due to the increase of the spread of the Delta variant. Again, the bottom line is the mainstream media is not going to tell you that vitamin D is good for you. Get vitamin D. That's what they usually find that people are lacking once they get, you know, one of these COVID viruses. And stay healthy, eat well. Probably the best thing that could happen to you already if you've been exposed to the COVID virus, and it's not the end of the world if you do get exposed to it, you'll get a robust immunity from it. Of course, you know, be healthy. If you're old and you have comorbidities, be careful, but don't take the vaccine. It's going to hurt you. And I'm not a doctor. I can't give you medical advice. You make your own decisions. But and certainly, you know, that I just wish you the best in making determinations that are good for your health. But do the research. It's not good stuff. When you start reading something that I want to happen to you. So, Colleen, we're down to a minute. Any thoughts before we close?
No, I think that's good. Like you said, we are not medical professionals or anything like that, but it's just, in a way, common sense all along throughout this last year and a half. It's to, you know, wash your hands, take care of yourself, you know, do those kind of things. But, yeah, keep healthy, eat right. You know, if you're able to get the sunshine where you can get the sunshine, and, you know, maybe do some other things that are immune boosters, you know, elderberry and zinc and those kind of things are helpful too. So, you know, that's always good advice no matter what.
Yeah, I suppose you got to say that we're not doctors. We can't give medical opinions because, you know, these guys are bad guys out here. They try to do everything they can to hurt you, try to take stuff off the air. And they've already taken us off a couple, two, three times, I guess, off of Facebook. They'll probably try to do it again, and they probably will. So we're going to go on to Rumble pretty soon. We'll let you know how that works out fairly soon. But until then, we just wish you the very best weekend you can possibly have. God bless you. Stay well, stay healthy. If you don't know Jesus, make him your Savior and your Lord. That's the best protection that you can possibly have. So take care, God bless, and have a great weekend.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.